I'm with Brooke Coleman from the Advanced Ethanol Council. Spoke at the Advanced Biofuels Leadership Conference. Let's talk a little bit. You guys talked about some of the challenges ahead for biofuels, some of the obstacles that you faced. I guess, how do you see the industries moving forward at this point?
Well, the cellulosic biofuels industry is at a critical phase. It's starting to build its first plants. When those plants are built, there'll be a demonstration that it works and that it's profitable. And with the RFS being protected, it's not going to be open up this year. We're going to do a good job protecting it. We're going to have a demand for it in the marketplace. So we expect the initial steps to be slow, just like they were with corn ethanol. But eventually the value proposition will be proved, and this industry will be very, very successful.
You spoke to the audience about how the success of the RFS is starting to make some of the folks in big oil a little bit nervous. I guess that's kind of a double-edged sword. Number one, that's good news. Number two, that's bad news, because it kind of puts you behind you've got a pretty powerful enemy with big oil.
Yeah, and I think what our industry is going through right now is a realization, painful as it may be, that we are disrupting an existing marketplace. We are not social media. We are not creating a new search engine. We're not doing something new. We just happen to be doing what other people are doing better. And the problem with that, of course, as you mentioned, is a lot of people don't want us to succeed, and a lot of those people have a lot of money, and they're spending it. They're spending tens of millions of dollars a year trying to destroy the biofuel brand, from corn ethanol to biodiesel to cellulosic biofuels. There's nobody that is exempt from the attacks right now. And so you're seeing rhetoric go up, but I think at the end of the day what they're proposing to do, which is open up the Clean Air Act and fundamentally change what is a terrific policy and a flexible policy, they're going to fail at it. And I think after we get through this initial round of uncertainty, investors and others in the marketplace are going to realize that, and we're going to be off to the races.
You seem to be pretty confident in there that Congress would not change these items. I guess what gives you so much confidence that they won't change it, at least at this juncture?
Changing the RFS is a serious proposition. It's not just an effort that needs to succeed across a diverse political interest set. So we're talking about the biofuels industry, right? There's a lot of plants, 200-plus biorefineries in this country. So you got Republicans and Democrats who have seen this thing work. They've seen it create jobs somewhere just shy of 400,000. And it's just hard to do that. And what makes that situation even more serious, if you're trying to open it, is it's embedded in the Clean Air Act. And the president, EPA, environmental groups, you name it, do not want to be opening up the Clean Air Act on the Senate floor and having 10, 12 amendments on the Clean Air Act in this political environment. Nobody wants to do that. And so the result will be that there will be clear, quiet opposition to this going forward. And the House may do some things, but you're not going to see it open up this year. I'm fairly confident of that.
There was a lot of talk from the panel about how y'all have to stick together. You have to understand that it's one biofuels industry. It's not just ethanol. It's not just biodiesel. It's not just algae-based biofuels. How do you get this coalition together? I mean, is there a single rallying point?
I can tell you this. I've been doing this for well more than a decade now, and I've only run the AEC for 2 years. But I've never seen this industry more collaborative than it is right now. We are going up to the Hill together. There's a collaborative effort on RFS defense called Fuels America that covers a piece of this. So that covers just the RFS. But we're doing meetings together, we're signing letters together, and we don't agree on everything. And I think the trick is to not get so focused on the one or two things we don't agree on, particularly with regard to the administration of the RFS, which is not a legislative process, and really focus on what we agree on. And there's unanimity in our sector that having Congress fiddle with the RFS a third of the way through the process is not good policy.
Brooke, anything else you'd like our audience to understand from this session, and I guess where you guys are moving forward from this point?
No, I think the key point is here that there's static on this policy because this policy is working and it's disrupting, and we're getting to the point where the incumbents are being forced to change. There's no way around that. You're seeing it with E15, you're seeing it with E85, you're seeing it at Propel stations with algae pumps. The oil industry is on notice, and they see it changing, and they're gonna try to kill this thing now. They're not going to succeed, but this is where they want to stop it. And so this will get this will be a good fight, but I think we'll persevere.
Brooke, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
I'm John Davis at the Advanced Biofuels Leadership Conference.